order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 14 members present this morning. 16 members present this morning. That's too late. 16 members present. Senators Elias and Pierce and Ewing are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Pastor David Spencer, Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Creator and Redeemer, we acknowledge that while we are neither the architect or builders of this planet, you have designated us as its caretakers. We pray that we may be motivated and empowered by your Spirit to take care. Taking care as legislators creatively enact laws that will serve and protect this land and its people, and we the people as we obey those laws. We acknowledge that the times require new imaginative and creative leadership. Stimulate these your elected servants to a can-do and will-do resolve born out of understanding, cooperation, and sacrifice. We ask this in the name of that one who takes care of us, that we might take care of one another. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Will the Assistant Sergeant of Arms, Michael Gephardt, please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Jones,
consent for every sped upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread upon the journal. Will the Secretary please note the presence in the chambers of Senators Szymanski and Zaroff? Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 15th legislative day in Senate Supplement Number 3.
Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal and supplement as certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
No objection. The prayer is spread on the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator Adams.
Thank you. In the gallery, I have a former representative from my district who works for the North Slope Borough, Brenda Itta.
Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have three school board members from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District with us today. We have Millie Martin, who's the president of the board. We have Betty Overndorf, and we have Mike Wiley.
Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a very dear and old friend of mine from Tannenhof, along with her superintendent for the schools. She works on the Tannenhof School Board is Vince Berry, Irene Nikolai and Vince Berry.
Senator Jones.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is member of the Ketchikan School Board, Brian Mangum, and his mother, who's Esther Mangum, who's visiting from Colorado.
Further introduction of guests, Senator Zaroff. Senate will stand at ease. Further introduction of guests, Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me from the beautiful Lake Clark area, I would like to introduce two people from the community of Port Allsworth, Glenn Allsworth and Dave Wilder. Dave is a member of the school board.
Further introduction of guests. Senator Fahrenkamp.
May we have a brief at ease?
Order. Further introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House.
Communications.
The following reports have been received in the Office of the Secretary. Alaska Industrial Development Authority certification of capital reserve funds requirement and loan insurance account fund requirement from Bertram Wagnon, Executive Director, in accordance with AS 4488-105D and AS 4488-157G. a report from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Division of Insurance, 50th Annual Report for the 1987 calendar year, from Paul Roller, Director of Insurance, in accordance with AS 2106-110. The Alaska Power Authority 1989 Annual Capital Project Status Report from Robert E. Laresh, Executive Director, in accordance with AS 4483-210B. Copies of this report have been distributed to all senators. Department of Revenue Fisheries Business Tax Credit Program from Hume Malone Commissioner, in accordance with AS 4375-034. And the Alaska Public Offices Commission FY88 Annual Report and Statistical Tables from Carla Forsyth, Executive Director, in accordance with AS 1513-030. These reports are on file in the Office of the Secretary, and those are the communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, promotion of Colonel Lars L. Johnson to Major General in the Alaska National Guard. A majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porchot, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Fakes, and Kelly. There is a zero fiscal note attached. SCR 10 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 48, extending the termination date of the Older Alaskans Commission effective date. A majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porchot, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Fakes, and Kelly. There is a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 48 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 91, methods of appointment to the Alaska Public Offices Commission effective date. And a majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porchot, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Fakes, and Kelly. There is a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 91 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 94, limiting liability for certain activities of the Alaska National Guard. A majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porchot, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Fakes, and Kelly. There's a previous negative fiscal impact note attached. Senate Bill Number 94 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 39, Amateur Radio Week, and recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgalewski, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Kurtula. Senate Bill Number 39 is on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 89, Civil Liability of Zoos and Zoo Operators, and recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgalewski, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Kurtula. Senate Bill Number 89 is also on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11 by Senator Kurtula, relating to the home port of the MV Tustamina.
Transportation.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 16 by Senators Sturgalewski, Kurtula, Szymanski, and Kelly, relating to the acquisition, preservation, and interpretation of the historic Kennecott Mine by the National Park Service in the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park.
Special Committee on International Trade, Resources.
Those are the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 139 by the Resources Committee, entitled An Act Providing for Retroactive Extension of the Termination Date of the Task Force on Guiding and Game and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 140 by the Resources Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Big Game Hunting and to the Regulation of Big Game and Marine Mammal Guide Outfitting, Transportation, and Other Commercial Services for Big Game Hunters, creating the Big Game Commercial Services Board and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 141 by Senator Kurtula, entitled An Act Relating to State Payment of Municipal School Construction Debt.
Community Regional Affairs, Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Those are the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Will the Secretary please read the first item on today's calendar? Senate will stand at ease.
Thank you, Mr. President. May we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to the introduction of guests. Senator Zara.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, I have another constituent from Pilot Point who is here as a member of the Lake and Penn School District Board of, as a member of the school board, Bobby Joe Kramer. Welcome.
Will the Secretary please read the first item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill Number 39 by Senators Fisher and Sturgiolowski, entitled An Act Related to Amateur Radio Week. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. The majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chair, concurring Senators Coghill, Fakes, and Rohde. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Kurtula.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent Senate Bill 39 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 39 is in third reading. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 39, an act relating to Amateur Radio Week.
The question being, shall Senate Bill 39 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Bill 39 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays.
Senate Bill Number 89 by Senator Fakes, an act relating to civil liability of zoos and zoo operators. Judiciary Committee considers the bill. The majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Zemanski, Pearson, Halford. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considers the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiolowski, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly and Kurtula.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent Senate Bill 89 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 89 is in third reading. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 89, an act relating to civil liability of zoos and zoo operators.
Discussion? The question being, shall Senate Bill 89 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Bill 89 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and no nays.
Citations honoring Gail Harborough, National Education Association, Alaska Teacher of the Year, by Senators Rohde, Sturgiolowski, Zemanski, Frank, Kurtula, Fakes, Fahrenkamp, Halford, and Parshow, Representatives Ellis and M. Davis, honoring Mary Louise Rasmussen, retirement, by Representatives Ellis, Barnes, Boyer, Brown, Donnelly, Collins, Cotton, Zunberg, Hanley, Lehman, Martin, Rieger, Phillips, Zawacki, Boucher, Furness, Menard, Navarre, M. Davis, Senators Fakes, Halford, Pierce, Parshow, Rohde, Sturgiolowski, Zemanski, Ewing, Fisher, Kurtula, Fahrenkamp, and Kelly, in memoriam, Albert Waddell Sr., by Senators Rohde, Sturgiolowski, Zemanski, Halford, and Kurtula.
Madam Secretary, I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor on the Gail Harborough citation. Without objection, so shown. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to the Harborough and the Rasmussen citations.
Without objection, so shown. Senator Jones.
Mr. President, same motion.
Without objection, so shown. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as co-sponsor on the Gail Harborough citation.
Without objection, so shown. Senator Fahrenkamp.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as co-sponsor on Gail Harborough's citation.
Without objection, so shown. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, the citations are adopted. Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Jones.
President, Transportation Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. We'll be taking up the Central Region's DOT six-year plan. Thank you.
Senator Sturgulewski?
Yes, the Rules Committee will meet briefly at 1:15 today in the Butrovich Room. We'll consider SCR 10, promotion of Colonel Lars L. Johnson.
I would remind the body that at 1:30, those wishing to attend the Vern Metcalf services should be in my office, and we'll have a van to take us down and bring us back. Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room, having the first public hearing on Senate Bill 17, which is capital punishment. It will be a two-hour public hearing with all 17 sites online. There's a briefing on the bill. It's a very complicated bill. There's a briefing at 1 o'clock for any interested members or staff who would like to know all the various parts and pieces of that bill.
Senator Coghill?
Mr. President, there will be a Republican minority caucus in the Belts Room right after adjournment, and I would like to invite all of the Republicans in the Senate to attend.
Senator Binkley?
Mr. President, could we please revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, revert to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had hoped that some of the other members of the board from the Cuspuck School District would be able to make it, but they haven't, and so their superintendent is here, and I wanted to introduce him to the body. From Antioch, the superintendent of the Cuspuck School District, Bob McHenry.
Return to announcements. Any further announcements? Special orders. Senator Sturgulewski.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to speak briefly on legislation that was introduced this morning.
Without objection, you have the floor, Senator.
Fine. Mr. President, I introduced SJR 16 dealing with the Kennecott mine property along with Senators Petula and Senator Szymanski this morning. It urges the National Park Service to acquire and develop a visitor attraction at this site. It's in very desperate need of rehabilitation, and it has a great deal of interest. We're seeing more highway traffic, and people are starting to move into that facility. And there's real interesting, the Alaska Magazine has more or less taken this on as a project. I think they're going to be doing a full magazine just devoted to this particular issue. And they've set up a program of interns for next summer to go in and try and save some of those buildings. It's a real interesting one. The Guggenheims and the Morgans took out between 1911 and when the mine was closed out in 1938, somewhere in the neighborhood between $200 and $300 million worth of copper. And when they left the site just intact and more or less walked away from it. So it's of tremendous significance. And we're starting to hear a lot in the state about 1992, when there's going to be 50 years of the Alaska Highway, and that would be a wonderful attraction. There's real interest on the part of the National Park Service to go to Washington and get funding to acquire the property, and the private owners that have it are interested in selling it. So it could be one of those major destinations for tourists that we all seem to be talking about, and I would be very happy to see others co-sponsor it, and would leave the bill on the desk for a couple of hours in case there are others that would like to join in this piece of legislation.
Any further special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands adjourned.